On OMSNBC last night, I'll just read you the headline. MSNBC calls Trump saluting Marine One a Mussolini moment. What the hell does that mean? What's a Mussolini moment? Apparently, because Trump survived and he was supposed to, you need to die. There are libs out there. Hey, by the way, when is creepy, smelly, sniffy Joe Biden going to be asked whether or not he denounces all of his supporters, promoters, and boosters that prayed for and went public with their desire that Trump die from COVID-19? Now, that's a real seated American president who had a real disease and who had really a chance of dying, and there were people out there that support creepy, sniffy Joe, and they hoped that Trump died. When is Biden going to denounce all the Trump dead death wishers? So here, you're going to hear this all over the place today. I want to be the first to play it for you if you didn't see it last night or see it on Twitter. Here is what the president said. Now, he's not Orange Man good last night. He actually has, you can actually get the flesh tone crayon, if they still have it, out of the Crayola box, right? And use it to color President Trump in, not the pumpkin orange. Because he's not orange. He had no time to tan. So this is what he said last night. Then we'll play some reaction.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment, we have the best medicines, all developed recently, and you're going to beat it. I went, I didn't feel so good, and 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We have the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world.
Oh, dude, they're going to
savage
you. They're all happening
very shortly, and they're all getting approved. And the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
What in the hell did just happen? Put your headphones on, Mr. Barrett, because I want to have a dialogue about this. Now, if I'm to understand, let me do a little reading between the lines here. If I'm reading between the lines, what I just heard him say was, here's what I did. No one else would have done this. I did it. I went somewhere and I went places. I knew they had the coronavirus. I knew they had COVID-19. I didn't wash my hands. I went and I got infected intentionally. You know what? I did it for you, though, because that's what leaders do. I put myself in the hospital at Walter Reed. I let the greatest doctors in the history of great doctors care for me to prove that I'm 74 years old. I'm older than dirt. I've got more scars than Frankenstein. To prove that this thing can be beat, doesn't have to rule our lives. We need to go back to work. We need to go back to normal. Now get out there and start working. We're going to beat this thing. Now, Barrett, did you hear him say that basically he got sick so that he could prove that it's no big deal?
Well, from what I'm hearing is he went out. It's a pushback to the first line of attack, which was, oh, you're holding these huge rallies and you're not taking the proper COVID precautions and all this other nonsense with lockdowns and face masks and gloves and the over paranoia, which has gripped the country after March. And it's essentially him saying, listen, I'm going to go out to places where potentially I could get sick. And the reason is because there are treatments for it. If my fat old self can get it and recover, You know, like these reporters that are younger than I am at the White House who are freaking out because Kayleigh McEnany tested positive. Every single one of them that do the Dear Diary. I was 4 feet away from the press secretary. Everybody's like,
I was 4 feet away from death herself.
And everybody's like,
I saw the skeleton in her face.
Everybody's like a fat 75-year-old guy who eats chicken wings every night, defeated COVID. Sweetie, you're going to be fine. And that's U.S. Trump.
A fat guy that says, why did you push the green beans in front of me? I don't eat green beans. Pass the steak.
Trump's like, I'm feeling better. Let's get some KFC to celebrate, right? He's like Tony Stark in the first Iron Man. He's like, I want a burger. I want the most delicious burger ever. Fly one in from a Trump hotel.
No, he said, I want to go to Burger King.
Well, I know he said that, but...
I want to go to Burger... What do you want, Mr. Stark?
I want to go to Burger King. I want that product placement because we got to get this movie made, so we got to go to Burger King. But I'm sure Trump was... He said, I'm fat, I'm 75 years old. I am every single age thing that you could get.
This changes the Emperor Fauci team Scarf Vader narrative is over.
Oh, it decimates all
of it. He just took a dagger and plunged it into him and said, no more, Fauci, get away from me. Yep. I'm going to use you. I'm going to say things about you. If you cross me, let me tell you something, you little Napoleon dictator wannabe. If you cross me, I will find you. The Emperor Fauci's Scarf Vader regime of distancing and masking and being horrified and closing everything down is over.
It is, because there's
He just laid it all out there on the line and said, I'm your leader. If I can beat it, you can beat it. Let's do this. We're Americans, for heaven's sake.
I think that's.
I've been waiting for him to do this since April.
Yeah, well, that's what you and a lot of his supporters have been waiting for him to kind of just step up and just bust through and say, all right, this is it. We're done. This whole thing is nonsense.
This while Biden is cowering in the bunker
with four face masks and a bunch of gloves on.
Yeah, he's double face masked gloves. He's got the plastic bubble around him, he's got people standing off in the wings with fire extinguishers filled with sanitizers. And this while Biden's out there, I want Trump to issue, listen to me, I want Trump to, he did his press conference yesterday with the mask on. Boy, could there be a more stark contrast. The president ought to issue immediately a nationwide mandate for everyone to wear a mask and for an end to interstate travel. So basically, our little caravan trip, Biden would prefer that we be prevented legally from crossing state lines. You wouldn't even be able to come into Louisiana.
Yep. Because Biden's all about trusting the science, despite the fact that he doesn't really know what it is. And when I'm going to talk about it today, there's this. It's nothing. There's been no printed stories on it, but because his wife has a doctorate in education, everybody's like, oh well, Jill Biden's a doctor. It's like, nah, she's not that kind of doctor.
Well, they call her Dr. Biden because she has a PhD.
Yeah, but because the American people are dumb, they think she's a doctor, that she can go on ER and actually be a nurse or any of these other things. And it's like, no, you're not. But that's kind of supporting what you were saying before about Biden saying, well, trust the scientists, and this is what the science and the doctors say. Well, Trump is on the side with the frontline doctors and Dr. Zelenko and all these people that are going, it's manageable. It's the flu.
It's always been manageable. Dr. Newt Witkowski, way back in March, this is nothing more than extravagant flu season. What we need to do is we need herd immunity immediately. What the Swedes did, what the Japanese did, there's a couple of other countries that did not, quote unquote, locked down. This drops a hammer, by the by, on all the little tyrant tin horn dictators. Like my governor going, I'm only doing what the CDC says to do. Because now you're going to have the commander in chief phoning down to the CDC and saying, I don't know who's down there writing rules, but you need to write a phase five. It's over. No more phase four, 75%. Phase five, it's over. We're back to normal. We're back to living our lives as Americans. We can wash our hands. And if you want to socially distance and wear a mask, you can, but you don't have to.
Yep. Same for my governor in Texas. He likes being around Trump, so hopefully Trump can convince...
But they all love pointing to him.
Yeah.
And they all love pointing to Fauci-tine and Scarf Vader. As a matter of fact, Scarf Vader keeps coming here to Louisiana to meet with Emperor Napoleon Bell Bonaparte IV to say, see, Dr. Birx just came here and said all of my measures that are in place are perfectly in line with the CDC, and we're doing great work here.
Yep, that's the scarf of approval, not a stamp of approval, but the scarf of approval. Doesn't really carry as much weight as it used to.
All right, so I played you what Trump said. Now, I'm going to play this in context. This is what Fredo, Chris Cuomo, said moments later on live air on the Hillary Clinton News Network. This was repeated on every cable news network last night, including MSNBC, which accused Trump of having a Mussolini moment because he saluted Marine One, after he got onto the White House balcony. Here is Fredo's meltdown moment. Listen.
Imagine if we had access to what he had access to, that he ignores, that he abuses. Life would be totally different. He didn't just walk into the White House one time with no mask tonight. He had his video crew capture that stupid scene again so he could put out propaganda. Fronting a lie to his people once again, just like don't worry about the mask. Now he says don't worry about COVID. Don't let it control your life. Just propaganda. That's all it is. I know this sound to it. I'm not going to play it for you. Why should I? How much bullshit do you need in your life?
What?
Don't let COVID control your life. Nobody wants it to control their life. They don't have any choice.
Yeah,
because
you're
not setting up communities with the testing that you take for granted. A hospital suite and 24-hour care and experimental drugs and all the best of everything all the time.
Whatever, Fredo. Complete and total meltdown on air from a man who disobeyed his own doctor's orders and left his house without his mask on and went out and did not socially distance.
He actually got into a fight with a guy over a bike in the park.
Yes!
So, I don't know what kind of propaganda that is, but where the CDC says it's okay to get into fights with people while you have COVID. So, yeah, there's that too.
So, you have the libtard left in total meltdown. This is Trump's Henry V moment. This is Trump at Agincourt proclaiming the day.
Come. Go we in procession to the village. And be it death proclaimed through our host to boast of this, or take that praise from God which is his only.
Is it not lawful and please your majesty to tell how many is killed?
Aye, captain. But with this acknowledgement, that God fought for us.
Yes, my conscience. He did us great good.
Do we all holy rites. Let there be sung non nobis et te deum. The dead with charity enclosed in clay. And then to Calais. And to England then. Where ne'er from France arrived more happy men.
Kenneth Branagh's one of his more finer performances in the movie version of Henry V. So that's Trump last night. I went. I got it. I fought it. I came. I saw. I conquered. They told me how to pronounce this Vini, Vidi, Vicit, Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. Don't let this thing control your life. Because you know that the whole lockdown, the entire PSYOP that these people have been perpetrating upon us for all of these last... folks, can you believe it? We're in month number 7 of this disaster. We're in month number 7 of this attempt to take over the entire world, okay? and to make the entire planet one ginormous medical regime where you got cops dragging pregnant women off of beaches in Australia into jail cells. Why? Because what did she do? Did you see this video? She went to the beach and she brought two small children and they did not have masks. They arrested the mom for child abuse because they're... Now, look, no one is dying in Australia. Australia is the healthiest place in the world right now. Until the immune system catches up to them. Until their abuse of their immune system. Now, contrast what you just heard Trump say to what Biden tried to say yesterday. Now, who do you want as a leader? Who's acting presidential? You got one guy that goes, yeah, when I got it, so what? I beat the son of a bitch. It's no big deal. Hey, Fredo, why don't you stop crying over there at CNN? Put the gloves on and come on over here to Pennsylvania Avenue. You want to have a fight, Fredo? Come on. My dad taught me how to fight, and he was no Italian pugilist like your dad. I'll kick your ass. So, compare the president doing what he just did and then saying, you lead. I'm a leader. That's what leaders do. And then compare that to Biden cowering behind double layers of masks with crews standing by with sanitization fire extinguisher looking gizmos with people spaced 20 feet away from him with blue, he gave a speech with blue gloves on. The hell is this old man going to get? Compare the two. One actually kind of looks presidential or leader-like, and the other looks like what? A coward.